Autobot Underpants.
Hey everybody, welcome to Robot Underpants. This is Langley. I am here once again this week with Eric Rice.
Aloha.
Also here again, as usual, Starman Michael Gaines.
The date for this podcast has been moved to 2016 to not compete with World of Warcraft.
Oh, well. from what I hear, there won't be much competition. We're moving this podcast over to Twitch because we're the only show that has no music in it.
Well,
people who have no music have been muted.
Oh, well, that's because they were whistling a tune or something, probably.
I suppose we better probably get into the backstory on what the hell we're talking about.
Go ahead. All right, you've been following it all day, Eric. What's the deal?
Well, actually, for quite some time, there have been rumors of a Google acquisition of Twitch TV, the video game streaming site that was a spinoff product of Justin TV. Back in January, the company became Twitch, right? So Justin TV was pretty much a live casting, live streaming service that was started by Justin Kahn like 7 years ago. He just walked around with a webcam. He did it, and then Justine showed up on that service as well. So that's kind of where they got their start. So a few things happened. One, there have been rumors that Google's going to be buying Twitch for about $1 billion. And it got reported enough that it's pretty much a done deal, even though neither could. Come on, writing's on the walls. Yesterday, out of the blue, Justin TV was shut down. They're like, well, we're shutting down Justin TV.
See you guys.
All yeah. Channels, 20 the minutes API. Before,
yeah, 20 minutes before I had a show to do.
Yeah.
No more Justin TV.
20 minutes before I was getting ready to watch Futurama for another 24 hours straight.
Yeah, I didn't realize people were doing that on Justin TV where they'd just be broadcasting. Because there's so many places where people do that online. I figured I didn't think Justin TV was about that, but whatever. A lot of people were using it. You know, for shows. I mean, Mike and I do it on Warcast on Thursdays, and I think you do it on your truck show.
Yeah, we've been using Justin TV for years because Twitch is mainly for gaming.
That's the thing. Actually, Twitch is exclusively for streaming of gameplay, and you can have a head. So even though, like, the show we did was about gaming, it wasn't gameplay, so we appropriately put it on Justin TV. So you actually have to apply to have your account moved over to Twitch and your followers get disrupted. And it was a mess, a truly awful mess. You just don't shut something off like that, you know, when things haven't happened yet. So who knows? Maybe it's housekeeping before the Google thing is announced. So that was yesterday. That kind of sucked. It is what it is. Frustrating because, you know, look, some people actually do listen to the advice. If you don't like something, don't use it. Go find right. something else to use. So that was, you know, hey, maybe we don't want to use Google stuff. Maybe we don't like the fact that Google is inhaling the internet. Fine, we're going to go use something else. And then they go and buy it.
They buy everything on the internet.
Yeah, so you're kind of like, well, fuck you then. So that's yesterday. Today, Twitch TV had a blog post saying we're putting content identification on our service. So any of your archive shows, any of your pre-recorded shows, if there's copyrighted content in there that is going to be triggered by our content ID system, we're going to put in muting on your video
for 30 minutes.
Minute chunk of time.
30 minutes.
Now, people, you know, stream for like 4 hours and they record it and they put the archives up there so you can go back and watch it later. There's people who make businesses. There's channels you can pay money to subscribe to. Mm-hmm. There are sponsorships.
Twitch is bad business.
And gaming thing is a pretty big deal. No surprise why Google would want to spend $1 billion on this. And it doesn't surprise me why they'd want to shut down Justin TV either, because if Google's buying it, then guess what? All the things that you were doing on Justin TV, just do it over on YouTube.
Or Hangouts, right. Yeah. And just point out, this is for videos on demand only, not if you're doing just straight live.
Right.
But come on, be real.
Yeah.
If the technology's there, I mean, what? They're going to let live streaming happen if all of a sudden, you know,
People just play, like just, playing music.
Let's just turn on the radio right now and see what happens. You know.
Well, yeah. I mean, because well, yeah. So, with that theory, I could still stream Futurama 24/7 as long as I'm not keeping the video on demand up there. Right. And I'm sure they're not going to go for
naturally,
that.
Naturally, this caused a slight shitstorm.
Oh yeah.
Partially because there was this problem with YouTube where their content ID system was shutting down people who were doing Let's Play videos. And Let's Play videos are, hey, let's sit down and play Minecraft or let's play Warcraft or whatever. And YouTube was just shutting it down. There's a lot of people that don't like how YouTube's so aggressive. And I think it's even happened to this show.
Yeah, which is
– somebody sneezed wrong and it's like the content violation of copyright.
YouTube is – filled with copyright violations. They thrive on copyright violations. But if it's user created, they've got a radio playing in the background, they shut you down. But you can actually upload a 38 special video and that's fine.
Oh, there's plenty. There's like full movies on YouTube.
And people are taking to Twitter and posting all these videos. I mean, there was somebody who had a Dota 2 play video. And yeah, it got muted. I mean, it's nothing. It's kind of boring and not useful or helpful to watch a gameplay video. And this is what Twitch's bread and butter is. A lot of people do it. So the other thing, too, is game companies have explicitly stated, we want you, outside of Nintendo, those jackasses, Blizzard says, yes, stream our shit. And they, you know, and remember, Blizzard is Activision Blizzard, and Blizzard's not just World of Warcraft and StarCraft, but it's Call of Duty, and you know, it's a freaking empire.
I just want to show this to the camera. This is my PlayStation 4 controller. What does it say on that button right there? Share, motherfuckers.
That's
share.
Right. As both in Xbox One and PlayStation 4 have the ability to stream to Twitch TV, and they
I've done it.
They're like, show it later. Well, guess what? If there's a music in game. And a copyright trigger goes off
and the composer. And ambient sound it also looks sure, for.
Sure. This is a mess. And these systems are as bad as net nanny filters. You know,
it's terrible.
You know, we're going to ban sex on the internet. And then, you know, sex abuse or whatever is, or you know, sexually transmitted or, disease.
Like, or somebody like breastfeeding, you can barely see anything on Facebook. Yeah. Ban their account.
Or, you know, rape prevention or whatever. I mean, there's a whole thing around those keywords. It's dumb like that. Naturally, you got to be careful, too. You know, if you're a company and you're in the video business and you're dicking around with video, part of what you've got to realize is it's not just your customer or you're the product, whatever. Let's just say the person who uses the service is the customer. It's not just the customers who are getting affected. Those customers have people watching. So when the whole Google Plus comments and the Google Plus login thing happened, mostly the Google Plus comments on YouTube happened, and there was some outrage, that's because, yeah, there might be five guys who are pissed off about it, but they, you know, happen to have like a billion viewers who are negatively affected by this because their shows that they are watching are. So now you've got a gaming site where gamers are streaming to gamers. Oh, my God, Google, do you know what you just stepped in? So now there's protests. There's people who are streaming music. There's people who are not streaming sound at all. They are making the biggest fucking mess ever on purpose because even though there hasn't been a confirmation by Google or Twitch, come on, you know what's up. This is all Google. The blog post at Twitch, everyone commenting was fully placing the blame of this at the end at the foot, you know, feet of Google.
Yeah, and I've said this before probably 100 times, and yeah, we do use Google Hangouts for what you're watching now and YouTube and whatever. Other than that, I have Gmail, but I told Eric this afternoon I might actively start moving away from that.
I've started it. It's a very slow and long process. Yeah, it takes forever. Being for 2 years. Yeah.
But it's like just one thing after another, and we're trying to figure out when it started. I said it started around G+, but you were saying even before that, that everything you hear about Google is not good. It's all bad news.
Well, a couple things. So recently, Hangouts are supposedly going to be working now without a G Plus login. Whatever. And also Google Plus Photos, which a lot of people say is a really good app. I'm very neutral. I'm loyal to Flickr.
Yeah, me too.
I don't hate G Plus Photos. I just don't really use it other than it's one of the many places I back up my photos to. But I like Flickr, right? So that's personal preference. That's also being disconnected for G Plus. And a lot of people are saying once Vic Gundotra left Google – for whatever reason, this whole thing just started unraveling, and they're like, yeah, they reversed the name wars, the Nimwar thing where you had to use your real name. What I think, for me personally, I didn't hate Google always.
I didn't used to.
Nobody did. At first, it was like, these are the guys that are giving us stuff to do, and we'll take the advertising a little bit, but they're giving us mail, and they're giving us a whole bunch of stuff.
And, you know, so there are people who, long before the rest of us, dislike Google. They're like, oh shit, you read your read our email and advertise to us, and that's just privacy.
Oh yeah, right.
Okay,
right,
that's a valid concern. I wasn't terribly concerned about it. No. And you know, I'm not. Even though there was an example recently of a guy who had child porn in his inbox, and Google sniffed it and called the cops. That's like good and bad at the same time, right? Yay,
right.
Child porn got knocked off the streets. Boo! Wow, they're reading everything in your email and really making decisions about it.
Yeah,
You know. Okay, so if that's a problem, that's a problem. I think where I started to fall is when the Larry and Sergey era began, and it was the Nimwars, and not because I had a dog in that game. I mean, I have a pseudonym, and I have my real name, and I use them both equally, and they're just used in different contexts, but whatever. I have brand equity around both of those, but really it was more of I recognize that some people have issues with, you know, names, and gee, Google, don't be dicks. And their response was dickish. It wasn't Googly. Google had a lot of, oh, let's just come in and save the day and make things right. And people are like, yeah, we like you. The same reason, look, Apple's a big, massive corporation that does a lot of fucked up things too. And their policies and terms are kind of questionable. But, you know what you're getting into. And they certainly don't have to talk to customers. And they certainly don't talk to customers in rude ways. And so for Google to take such a dickish tone, and yeah, I'm tone policing an entire corporation, the tone about the Nimwar thing was like, whoa, 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 back the fuck up. Because they were starting to trivialize a lot of marginalized people. That's where I'm like, hey, now. I just couldn't believe it. And then one by one, and then Android people started in, and it's like, oh, fuck all y'all.
I don't need to go into a whole Google rant thing and get a little off topic with this because we do it like every week. But yeah. it's just one more thing. My point was one more bad PR thing about Google.
It is. And with the whole everybody having the perception of Google Plus falling apart, because, you know, actually, surprisingly, there was only a few comments about your Google Plus login. I think Google Plus is quickly dying as a thing to make fun of and as a requirement. It's more of Google's being bad again. Mm-hmm. You know, and you get gamers in who, they're, man, this is just a, it's like the lyric by Scroobius Pip. You see a mouse trap, I see free cheese and a fucking challenge. Gamers see free cheese and a fucking challenge. Google wants to stick with us? Fine, we have no problem turning that place into an utter shithole.
The bigger problem is, of course, copyright issues. Everybody wants their pennies for hearing their stuff over Twitch, which this is where I start to have problems with the entire copyright issue, because if somebody's playing Pina Colada in the background, right, and Bob is talking over him while he's sitting there playing Dota 2, why is this a problem? I understand that artists want to get paid. I get that. But when your audio is so mangled that people will never record it, they'll never go back and listen to it again just to hear that song. If your song is nothing but literally background noise, who gives a shit about the pennies that they want to give you? You might as well say that every poster on these people's walls should get like blurred out.
Yeah, you're going to need to blur that.
It happens in movies, though.
It does. It absolutely does. Take a look at Grease. You know, like, the entire Coke thing is all blurred out. But like, how come Paramount's or Apple's not saying that I can't have this poster in the back? How come Roland isn't saying that I can't have this keyboard?
Careful what you say. That'll be next.
Gave it time.
I think at one time, like, Google Hangouts blurred my television in the back on its own. I don't know if that's true. I feel like it happened one time.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me.
The music industry is the most corrupt, I think, of all the artistic industries out there. And the iron, there's another ironic part about this whole thing is that, do you remember about maybe a year ago, people on Google Plus were policing copying images and posting them on Google Plus and such as like, well, you didn't really take this picture and you didn't say who this came from. Oh, well, now these very same people are getting pissed off that they're getting shut down on Twitch because of this very same copyright issue. It's ridiculous. And I'm all for artists getting paid, but get paid when somebody is presenting your music, your artwork in a way that somebody can copy it and get a good quality version out of it.
I'm more irritated at the methods being this very broad sweeping method of it.
That too, but I'm just saying,
honestly,
copyright.
Yeah, I mean, if your system is so bad, Audible Magic, I think, is the technology they're using. Never if your technology is so bad that a bird freaking whistles in the background and you're like, oh, better alert Viacom. I can't even get, you know what, because the copyright thing is such a mess. And it's so ugly and it's so complex and there's so many different rules and, oh, there's songwriter and then there's composer. And there's, you know what? That is a whole other day. I can't even form an opinion about that, even though
I've
had opinions.
If your parrot starts singing the Andy Griffith song, they can shut you off.
Right. Yeah. It's just more of, you think we'd be smarter to build a system. You also think that we'd be smarter to anticipate problems and be like, hey, I have an idea. Let's just turn off an entire community and their API and everything. It's not like, oh, shit, we can't pay the bills. The lights are on. Somebody hacked us, took all our shit. We're closing down because that recently happened to a company. No, it's like, well, we're about to be purchased for $1 billion. We need to get our house in order. Let's just pull the plug.
That's the easiest way to do it.
Raise a flag, even to a non-PR person. How do you get to that point?
Not only that, but how do people sit around a big table and go, "Well, this is a good idea. I don't think we'll have any fallout from this at all." Do these people not understand their own audience? You don't piss off gamers. You just don't.
But at the same time, do they care? Is it just money? Be like, just buy me.
No, Justin TV probably doesn't care. Google, I mean, I would like to think that they care, but I don't know if they even realize what goes on half the time.
The good point in all of this is Google's purchased a lot of companies, and a lot of people know a lot of people who work at a lot of these companies. And you know how many people are like, I'm just here for the money.
Oh, for sure.
This company's retarded, but I'm here for the money. Mm. Apologies for the offensive language, but yeah.
No, of course. I mean, you know, at this point in the game, like, that's what I would do. So, yeah, why not?
Because who wouldn't do that, right?
Right. I'd do it right now. Other moving around tech junk, Foursquare is now, I guess, is Foursquare gone? It's just Swarm now?
Foursquare actually came out with a new logo. Their app, I just updated it, has a new logo. It's a little pink. It's a little white F and a little here.
What does the app do now?
Well, now it's more Yelpy, and it still has friends. It doesn't seem to direct me to Swarm, so I used to click Foursquare and go to Swarm to check in, but you don't get mayorships or badges or anything, so now Swarm really became...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. It says that they've officially moved the check-ins function over to Swarm.
Yeah.
And the relaunch happened today for the Foursquare app on iOS and Android. It's more, I guess, more of a hyper-local recommendation Yelp-ish kind of thing. So if you're into that, there you go. I don't care. I don't.
There is. You know what? The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Foursquare now tracks users even when the app is closed.
Oh, super.
How does that happen? They don't have access to...
I don't know.
Anybody who downloaded the updated app today...
I don't know. Yeah,
track GPS coordinates anytime their phone is powered on. Foursquare previously required users to give the app permission to turn on location tracking. Now users must change the setting within the app to opt out. Once again, just turn it on and make it, you know.
The only thing I used Foursquare for was just kind of to, you know, check in to remember places that I went to and where they were. Yeah. I kind of gave up on the whole game that it was, you know, checked into more places than your friends or whatever. I don't care about that.
You know, and I feel like such an asshole because I'm probably more of a fundamentalist consumer having this opinion. But you know what?
What's that?
Unless you battery a few assholes.
Yeah, sorry, you cut out. What was that?
Oh, I'm more pissed off that you're sucking down my battery life than you're tracking my movement.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And by the way, what an asshole position to take. I just thought I'd throw that out there. I'm fully aware of how much part of the problem that makes me. You don't care about being tracked. You just care about your phone having a depleting battery.
Well, I mean, oh, no. Foursquare knows I went to fucking Wendy's for lunch. Oh, I hope they don't know. I hope they don't know I'm going to Denny's for dinner. You know,
yeah.
But in the meantime, yeah, the immediate problem is that I won't be able to text or check my Facebook page while I'm waiting for my Moons Over Miami at Denny's. So.
Well, the validity of that concern, though, is what happens when that data gets out and you don't want it to get out? What if, yeah. And there have been cases of insurance providers acting all shady and stuff. What if somebody finds out that you're going to bars far too much and be like, oh, suddenly you're having kidney problems? Well, this data that we've magically stumbled across.
Fair enough.
So there's validity there. Or we could just take the Google attitude of, well, if you didn't want somebody to find out about it, maybe you shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, right.
That's what it's turning into. I mean, when all these social apps came about, it was all about the people. It was all about me sharing what I'm doing with my friends, and they were doing the same, and everything was fine. Now all of a sudden the company, look, I understand companies want to make money. I get that. But now they just don't give a shit about the consumers at all. They'll just do whatever they want. Oh, here, Facebook, we're going to make another app. Yeah. Now you've got two apps to deal with.
Yep.
Now Foursquare's got another app.
Yeah, I can't think of much worse than that. Like
five or six apps. I mean, just like, come on.
Yeah.
It's getting to the point where I'm just ready to take my phone, take all the apps off of it, except for like maybe five or six, and just go, you know what? I'm just going to text my friends.
Yeah. Until the only way that they'll talk to you is through some other app, and then you have to deal with that because that's what happens.
Seriously.
You were griping about Motley Fool earlier. What's the deal?
You know, Motley Fool is just one of these sites. They talk about stocks and technology and such. Seems like I never in my life have ever gone there myself, but it's a site that has come through my feeds once in a while. So today there was a link that came through my feed. Somebody had posted saying that Motley Fool has this video of Apple's new device, and I'm very wary about places that say that they have anybody has pictures of this new device, because if it's not on any of these other sites, I was busy. I took up, you know, like I just finished something. I took a breather. I figured, all right, let me click it. And it's a video that you can't scroll. It's either you play or you pause. And so the guy says at the beginning of the video, in 90 seconds, I'm going to show you Apple's new thing. But first, I'm going to do this. I'm like, all right. So I let the audio run in the background while I was doing other things. Well, it turns out that like 5 or 6 minutes later, the guy starts rambling about a bunch of useless bullshit, which is usually what I find on Motley Fool to begin with. But I've never seen somebody make an entire video about nothing. It's worse than a Seinfeld episode.
Hey.
It got to the point where after like 6 minutes of this, I went, okay, this is just a bunch of shit. And I closed it. But my point being is that I don't understand how a site like Motley Fool, who in my opinion has always had a bunch of useless content where they say, how do you know that such and such company is going to do well? Well, you need to take a look at their inventory. And they say that about like every company. It's like Captain Obvious.
So was there anything? Did they show you anything?
Oh, I just shut it off and I just went to other sites. Because
it was supposed to be 90 seconds, and then you said 5 minutes later they were still not doing it.
They still didn't show you anything. What they did show you was a picture of something from the patent office. But that's not the actual device. It's just a patent drawing.
No, that's nothing.
So it's just a complete. And then, oh, here's the worst part. You go to their site, you want to read an article, and it says, sign up to read the rest of this article. I'm like, what century are you in? We don't do that anymore.
Oh, I hate that. Yeah. So, well, there is an Apple event happening pretty soon, though, right?
September 9th.
September?
This is going to probably be for the new iPhone and or whatever.
The iPhone event in September? Shut up.
So this is supposed to be for the iPhone 6, and we'll see. People are saying that you're going to be able to order it that day, but from what I have been reading about the supply chain, I don't think these phones are actually ready yet. Things can change in the next few weeks, but what I'm hearing is that the phones themselves won't be ready until November or so.
I'm interested in this event for only one reason.
What?
I'm about ready to pull the trigger and move my entire family from Verizon to T-Mobile. This is not an ad.
Oh, shit.
And because T-Mobile will pay all of those costs and everything. I want to go back to iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see what the iPhone 6 is about because I've heard rumors that they're going to be larger phones. I don't want a larger phone. I think large phones are kind of silly. I like the iPhone 5 size. I like that it's narrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, and cool. I'll get an iPhone 6 and we're good. But if they don't, fine, then I'll get an iPhone, 5S, whatever. And then I'll have that phone.
It's definitely
for several
coming.
Years.
The 6 is definitely coming. You don't have to.
Yeah, I just know that they wanted to make a bigger phone, and the problem is I don't want a bigger phone. I don't want a wider phone.
They've been talking about like a 5.5.
They're just doing it because everybody else, they have to respond to the market demands, and people are holding up stupid oversized Stephen Fablet phones to their heads looking like tards, but whatever. Even my HTC One, which is a fantastic Android phone, and my hands are big. I still touch things that, because I try in one hand, use my phone.
Yeah, it's got to still
just big enough that even with large hands.
It's got to fit in a pocket, I don't want something that I can't. I have to put in a backpack or whatever.
And, I already got big things in my pants.
Hey.
What I meant by that was my 3DS XL.
That's
I
got to
take that with me, and it's a little too big for your pants pocket.
Everybody around here has a 3DS now. That's the new deal.
I've been having fun with the Wii, by the way. The Wii U is fantastic.
I think we talked about that last week, didn't we? Did we talk about that?
Talk about that. Oh, yeah. Wait, Eric, were you? Oh, God, the last few weeks are like a fuzzy memory. Eric, were you on last week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to be on the next 2 weeks. I'm probably going to fade into the shadows here because just my schedule's getting so crazy. But like next 2 weeks, I'm not even here.
Oh, all right.
No. Because, so I talked about the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4.
Yeah. We did that last week.
Yep.
We did all that last week. South by Southwest coming up. When is that? Well, not coming up. I guess it's next year.
So, when I first went to South by Southwest, tickets were $375 early bird.
Now they're interactive.
Interactive. Right. Thank you. Now they're $825. And we've all been to South by Southwest. What the hell are you paying for $825?
You're paying for that access to that Google Village that they buy out and you get free alcohol. That's what you get.
I never paid.
No, I know you never paid, but I'm just saying you've been there. You know that other than the use of the convention center itself – yeah, your badge gets you into other parties, but those are independent.
There's a convention center? I don't think I even went into any of that. I always wandered around the city. Went to all the free places.
The only thing that I really didn't necessarily care for with South By is that there were so many multi-track panels that there would be five simultaneous panels going on. You really have to make a decision, and sometimes you panel hopped because there were like three panels you wanted to be
– yeah.
attending, and they're all going on at the same time.
It's like Comic-Con, essentially.
Different than music, which is what South By is known for, but
yeah,
there's lots of panels, there's lots of keynotes, it's a tremendous resource. It did have this weird lull where it was social media all 24/7, but luckily we're slowly getting out of that. We're getting back into real things. It's a conference, and it keeps getting bigger, and people keep paying, and they got to pay for all of the stuff, and, well, there it is.
Yeah. It's, the only way I'm going to that is if somebody sends me, because there's just no way.
I just can't understand how people can validate $825 unless they've got a lot of money to begin with. I mean, even then, I thought $375 was like a lot. Now it's $825, and I just don't know.
Yeah, that's a bit much. Although, speaking of a lot of money, Guardians of the Galaxy made $94 million over the weekend.
Yes, it did.
That's a lot. It's not a it's not a top, though, is it? That's not like a...
No. It's the top Marvel opening.
It's like Spider-Man or something at some point.
You know, it's hard to say what's top anymore because, you know, when ticket prices go up, you don't know what's top and what's not. You have to factor in inflation, but... Regardless, I think it was like the third best weekend.
It says the new record for an August domestic debut, trumping the $69.3 million of 2007's Bourne Ultimatum. It made
how many prices then?
Made worldwide $160.4 million over the weekend.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I saw it. Did you see it?
I saw it, loved it.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
People have been saying that it's the best Marvel movie, and then I came home the next day and I watched Avengers. I'm still a little partial to Avengers, but Guardians is just exceptionally well done.
It was well done. I like the Avengers. I liked the Winter Soldier, or that was Captain America. Captain America movies were good. The Avengers, I kind of put Avengers and Captain America in the same kind of feeling.
Yeah,
because they're very similar and they were done kind of. I mean, they were good, but I often, you know, if I'm looking for movies to watch, I'm scrolling through my library and I'm like, I don't know if I really feel like watching that again. I want to go see Guardians of the Galaxy again. I really liked it, and I didn't know shit about the comic book before.
Yeah. Yeah, my only gripe, and it's a very, very small gripe.
He's got to have one.
I liked what?
Wait, no, go ahead.
I can't.
I lagged. I heard a bunch of people talking about Groot afterwards. I'm like, oh, what?
Groot.
So, yeah.
I haven't heard anything about it. I didn't even know this was a comic.
I am Groot.
Yeah, the only small gripe I have about the movie is that I wish that Karen Gillan's character was used more, because I thought, like, here we all know her as Amy Pond. She was filming this right after she stopped doing that, so it would have been nice to see a little bit more of her doing this character. And she was just in a couple of shots, and that was it. So
yeah,
hopefully she'll kinda, be back for the next one.
She wasn't in it very much. Did you guys get the commercial before the previews for her TV show?
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna last.
Yeah, she's got a TV show where she's like, first of all, it's called Selfie. That's a big strike right there.
I think I'll take a selfie.
Alfalfa. Yeah, a selfie with Flat Stanley. We were watching the Daily Show. Was it Daily Show or something? Yeah, Daily Show. Sidetracked. What was I saying? Yeah. Oh, it just looks bad. She's like a social media guru or something, but has no person-to-person experience, and this is what the show is going to be all about. It's going to be hilarious. Poor Amy Pond. Maybe they'll bring her back. There's going to be more of these. People can't stop talking about the Guardians of the Galaxy. If you got to stay for after the credits, because there's a thing there that you'll want to see.
Yeah, you don't want to duck that up.
Hey. We watched a bunch of movies recently this week. At least I did. Eric did. Movies that we've all already probably seen.
I actually just got around to seeing the entire Hangover series.
Yeah, I was going to say. And?
Which was pretty fantastic.
Yeah. Eric was a fan of the Hangover trilogy.
It gives me a new appreciation. You want to know why? Because it's like Ocean's 11 gone full potato. Like, what is going on? I mean, it was insane and screamy and action packed and Vegas and oh shit.
Funny.
Okay.
Was that the first movie you've seen Zach Galifianakis snuffleupagus?
I mean, I've seen Zach Galifianakis in a lot of stuff, but I don't know if I've ever actually seen him in movie stuff.
Yeah, he's been in a few things.
So I'm like, okay, now it makes Between Two Ferns and stuff. And then I watch a bunch of Seth Rogen stuff.
Oh, yeah. And you watched at World's End, the Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg. I like those guys.
That's the World's End, not At World. That was the pirate movie, wasn't it?
Seth Rogen, James DeFranco, and a bunch of other guys.
James Franco.
The Apocalypse Coming, and they're all playing themselves.
That was a pretty funny movie.
Yeah.
Danny, what's that guy's name?
Danny Bruchette.
No, he's the douchebag dude, the guy from Your Highness, and I can never remember his last name. Eastbound and Down, Danny.
Danny McBride.
Danny McBride, that's it. He's always great. I love that guy. I think he's so funny. He's just kind of always that guy, though. And we have a bunch of movies coming out. There's a name for the Terminator 5 movie. Ready for it?
No.
All right. Genesis with an S-Y-S. Jenny Sys. Like system. Like SysOps. This is going to be terrible. You just know it's going to be awful. But it's got Schwarzenegger in it because he's doing that again. Old Terminator. Maybe he's
lots more makeup.
Yeah, maybe he'll just have his like face ripped off half the movie and just be a robot face, so you don't have to see his wrinkles.
Mm.
Do cyborgs age? I don't know. Could they? I don't know. It's one of those things that should have probably just left for dead, I guess. There's a trailer out for the Stephen Hawking biopic. I guess we'll probably hear a lot of robots talking in that movie. And by robots, I mean talking keyboards. Jeff Goldblum did a movie, or not a movie, but he did did he get married? Is this his wedding?
I don't know. I think he might have just been a random guest at a wedding.
There's some kind of photo of wedding guests running away, being chased by a dinosaur, some kind of Jurassic Park type thing. It's for Adam, somebody photography, I guess. I don't know who this is. I didn't read the story. Whatever. We have the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie coming up soon. No. And you said no?
I said so.
Oh. I actually want to see this Michael Bay movie, and you'll probably never hear me say that again. Because this seems like he may have done it right, other than the nostrils on the turtles. It looks ridiculous, full of action, doesn't need to have any making sense stuff. I have no attachments to the original turtles, so I'm fine with whatever they do with it. Although
the nostril thing is weird.
That's the only thing that's a little weird.
I do slightly start to appreciate some of the stuff I'm seeing in the trailers. Like, this could actually be amusing.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. I mean,
I want to see Let's Be Cops, really.
Oh, yeah. That looks all right, too. That looks amusing. Hopefully we haven't seen all the funny parts in the trailers. But quickly on Turtles before we get off of it, Vanilla Ice does not approve of the rap in the new one because, you know, he did the soundtrack on, I think it was Ninja Turtles 2 back in the 90s. The ninja rap. Go ninja, go ninja, go. Yeah, so there's that. Batman Superman date moved up.
Yeah, they decided that they're not going to compete with Captain Marvel 3, so they pushed the release date up, and now they're competing directly with the Warcraft movie.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying that they didn't want to compete with the Warcraft movie, and that's why they were moving it, because that seems silly. They're going to blow Warcraft out of the water. They don't have to worry about that.
I don't know.
No, I think so.
I don't like what they did with Man of Steel, and now they're calling this movie Batman versus Superman. I'm like...
No, it's called it's called the Dawn of Justice, I believe is what they're calling it. Because it's the beginning of the Justice League and all that. There was some footage floating around of Batfleck at a looking grizzled, I guess. So he's old man Batman, apparently.
I'll see.
and there were some things of destruction, some photos of destruction. Go figure. Big surprise. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, look, if it wasn't for Batman, I would have no interest in seeing another Superman movie, honestly. And not after the first one. That was such a piece of shit. Put milk in the Batman thing. Put all the focus on Batman. You don't hear anything about Superman. It's all Batman. Nobody cares about the how bad the Superman is going to be, because it's going to be. But everybody's all excited about new Batman. So they better not fuck up Batman. And we'll see if they do, I guess. There's a petition floating around. Somebody started to try to get Weird Al to play the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I say yes. You what? You signed it?
No, I didn't sign it, but I've seen that there's a petition.
He should.
I think he should too.
It seems like the perfect kind of act for that, you know. It's got to be some family-friendly thing. I think Weird Al fits that.
He's the kind of person that would do like a wardrobe malfunction intentionally just to get a laugh, and it would be something silly, like he'd have green skin underneath or something. You
know? Well, it's like, you know, they always try to get these bands that are now, you know, either so old that they're family-friendly and tame, or, you know, something like that. Although, I guess the whole Janet Jackson thing was probably the last time they'll ever do that. But I think that he fits the bill there. You know, the commercials are always trying to be funny. He's funny. It's amusing. I think that'd be great. I think that's a good choice. Mm-hmm. I mean, they should do that. But I'm sure it'll probably be like, I don't know, something awful. Who knows? You saw Nine Inch Nails. How was that?
Not the best Nine Inch Nails show I've ever seen.
Oh?
Nope. Like Trent, he did a great performance, and the whole band did a great performance, but I just wasn't thrilled with the song choices.
Oh.
Whatever. It was good. I hung out with a friend of mine from junior high, and we haven't like really hung out for a long time, so it was a lot of fun.
Had a
good time either way.
They have a new album out or something?
They've had a new album out for a while called Hesitation Marks.
How was that?
Yeah. So that's been out for like a year, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you like that?
It's good. A lot of the whole like anger thing is gone now, which sort of makes sense considering that he is now married with a kid. And
yeah.
I think that whole thing is, you know, the whole anger issue is gone from his music, which is fine. I think that his album is okay. But there are some people that are not happy with the fact that they don't have that depressing, angry sound anymore. But
well, every Nine Inch Nails album is totally different. So the people bitching, they're not real fans.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, every album is different.
But this is a thing that happens when we get old, right?
It is.
No, I mean, even from the get-go, Pretty Hate Machine was nothing like broken.
I don't mean that. I mean like what he's talking about. People griping about, oh, they don't have the edge anymore. I mean, yeah, same thing happens with like all of our.
Downward Spiral was totally different and far cooler in certain ways from Broken. I mean, Broken was very metally and just hellaciously angry. And then Downward Spiral had all sorts of just mind fuckery. I mean, Hurt came from the Downward Spiral, for God's sake. And this is nothing like, you know, Pretty Hate Machine.
You were saying like the only band that ages well or something. I don't know what you're saying exactly. We saw the Wu-Tang Clan on The Daily Show, and they have a new album out now, right?
Yeah. They Wu-Tang, everyone aside from Old Dirty Bastard was on Jon Stewart tonight.
Yeah.
And yeah, I actually realized all those guys are older than me.
Yeah.
Like at least by 2 years, 2 to 4 years older than me.
I don't know what to do when they start to be like Rolling Stones age, because we don't have any old rappers yet.
Not terribly. No, but you also can't necessarily tell.
Yeah. Well, Ice-T has a new album out. He's getting up there. He's in his 50s, 60s? Really not his 60s yet.
Wait, Vanilla Ice? Oh, hold on.
Ice-T.
Who?
Ice-T. He's got to be in his 50 at least.
Oh.
He just put out a new album. Or I guess not him, but Body Count did.
Yeah. Let's see here.
He's not in his 60s, but he's got to be. He's 56, all right? He's 56.
So, yeah, 56. I am the same age as Snoop Dogg and Eminem.
So there you go.
In common. Same birthday, actually. Same birthday and year.
Ice Cube is 45. LL Cool J is 46. So, you know, these guys are getting up there.
Hey, Vanilla Ice is 46, yeah.
Yeah, see?
Who else here?
I don't know.
Run DMC guys.
Those guys have got to be older than that.
Yeah, they're, let's see here.
Reverend Run's only 49. Joseph Simmons is his real name.
He's 49, yeah, he's 49. Yeah. Daryl, his other brother Daryl, is 50.
So Ice-T is still the oldest one that we've come across, I guess. It's weird.
I mean, you could probably go, you know, Sugar Hill Gang guys.
Oh yeah, you probably do that. Or do a Blowfly. Is he still around? Is that guy still alive?
He's got to be. Let's see. Wonder Mike, he's 56.
Blowfly is 75.
Oh wait. Grandmaster Flash is 56. I would think he would be older.
Who's the other guy that had the reality show? With the clock. With the big...
Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav is...
55.
Holy shit.
There you go.
Flavor Flav. Hey, ALP, boy!
He looks old.
Double for Lil Wayne. If he had more tattoos on his shit... He would totally. I think, oh my God, maybe Flavor Flav is Lil Wayne's dad.
Yeah, you
look
heard,
at him.
You
he totally looks like Lil Wayne.
Could be. He could be.
Minus the tap.
Motley Crue is on tour, I think, their final tour.
Oh, Jesus. Must miss.
This might be the good one. This might be the one. Right?
What one?
The one to see. I don't know. Tommy Lee is 51.
Vince Neil's 53.
There you go.
It's like we're doing birthdays today. Okay, happy birthday to Nikki Sixx.
I know. Nikki Sixx has a show, a syndicated show, and I was telling Eric earlier, I listened to a lot of the heavier rock station, not heavier, but not like the usual whatever crap when I was driving up and down the coast over the past couple of weeks. And Nikki Sixx's show comes on, I don't know, in the evening, various times in different states, but... Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird show. Anyway, he's 55. You know he's from San Jose?
Nikki Sixx, yes, I did know that.
He has a show called 6 a.m.
Ted Nugent's 65.
I guess that's a music group. 6 a.m.
Wow. Huh. Ted Nugent's the same age as my mother. Jesus.
Wow.
Weird.
Look at that. All right.
Isn't it always fun when you see somebody who is the same age as, like, you know, your parents, and they're like, you know, the complete opposite? I mean, you totally picture Ted Nugent, you know, guzzling a bottle of Jack and throwing it at some bastard in the head and then smashing a guitar and then screaming.
Your
and
mom doesn't do that?
Yeah, and you're like, you look at your mom and dad and you're like, wow. Somewhere a life.
The Nikki Sixx tweeted he approves of some 6-year-old singing Home Sweet Home.
Yeah.
All right, 8-year-old, sorry. Wow. All right. I think we got it all. We hit everything?
We got everything.
Everything that happened this week? Yeah.
Wu-Tang and Nine Inch Nails.
What else is there?
There is nothing.
I guess not. All right. Well, then, we'll see you. Some of us will see you next week. Probably.
Later.
Yep.